Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Previously on Going Mainstream.
Have you seen Bob? He didn't come up for a show today.
Let me know if you hear anything.
Sure thing. I have a bad feeling, though.
I want to see if I can get back to hers.
You have a wonderful night of sex.
Oh, yeah, the gas mask. I know.
Yeah,
that.
You need gas mask.
Yeah.
I'll just release this sleep toxin.
Walking to the floor. All over. Oh, no.
Four boosters.
Shocking.
In the colors of the Metal Warriors.
I'm going to start laughing as well.
You start laughing. Everybody starts laughing.
Well, we're all laughing.
Word of warning. Don't let us catch you on the street again.
And now.
She buzzes you in.
Yep.
And let's use the elevator up to her floor, which mm-hmm. you can all control from her apartment. And as I clearly remember from my description in a previous session.
It's got a large water feature.
It's a large water feature that can be triggered on and off to like sink into the ground and create these lovely little ponds, floor to ceiling windows, and like a loft area looking over. It's very open.
Yeah.
They're real plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gorgeous yeah. and opulent.
A lot of great. Open space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very airy.
Mm.
She's there drinking fine liquor from a rocks glass on a couch.
Hello, Amelie.
Evening, Cassie. Glad you could join me eventually.
Thank you. Well, you know Night City? It's never sleeping.
Sure, but planning ahead's always a good idea. Take a seat.
She sits down next to Amelie.
Drink.
I'll have whatever you're having.
Good choice. So it's a dark brown liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of bourbon.
Yeah.
It's warm and smoky. It's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably worth more than you earn
in a year.
Ever.
In a year.
Ever.
Talk to me.
All right. So we've got two tracks ready to go. Dragon Lady and Sugar System. Two very up and atom, pop-friendly, consumer-happy tracks. And then the third one, Dial Me In, just needs a little bit of tweaking before it's ready for the masses.
So you will be ready?
I will be ready. Can I show her the tracks thus far?
Sure.
On my kind of little portable system.
Yeah, yeah. Are they recorded or are you going to perform?
I think Sugar System can't be performed because Malice isn't there.
Sure. You'll need her backing track to perform unless you bring her.
Yes. just
not sure if that's a good idea. Yeah. You can have her like as a backing track. Like, yeah. You can put that down and record it. Yeah.
I think probably in this instance, it would be better to perform.
Sure, let's have you perform.
I'm here in person, and Cassie's already a few steps behind, so she wants to use her kind of mojo.
Okay, go for a performance role.
Can I throw in two more luck?
Sure. I mean, you might want to save some for the heist.
Oh, man, look.
I'm keeping all of mine.
I am. No, I'll throw in one luck.
Okay.
It's fine, you guys. Oh, shit. I always waste my luck.
Fuck. What's the title?
I need to roll again. It's crit.
Oh, it's a crit. Oh, right.
No.
I thought you'd rolled so poorly that it would be luck with
Anytime I add some luck in.
You get the
you
best.
Get an amazing roll. Okay. So, roll again. Let's see
how amazing
this performance is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So 25.
Great.
Jesus.
So the two tracks that you perform for her.
Yeah.
Blow her away.
They're
fucking amazing. She's rapt.
Yeah.
She nods along. She has a half smile.
It's also like a really intimate place.
Yeah.
Like with the water feature and everything, you know, you've got the blue light reflecting onto the surfaces and onto Cassie herself. And then with the bioluminescent tattoos, everything just has this kind of blue, cool glow to it. Mm. And she's like right there to look Amelie in the face and, you know, add to the fact that they boned that one time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
she invited you back to her apartment.
Yes.
So. She's very impressed. You've got talent.
Thanks. I aim to use it.
So, I think the professor might have picked the right person for the job. I'm confident you can put together a believable package and I can get you in.
Great.
Now, listen, I know your real reason for going into WNS. I know you want to hook up to that system and you want to blast a wake-up call to the masses. And that's great. It'd be good for the city to hear something real.
But
the reason I want you in there is just as important. I have to impress this on you. If DMS hooked that thing up to the WNS network, it's bad for everybody.
The siren song.
That's right. If the wrong people get hold of it, it's bad for all of us.
Well, looks like we'll have to try saving the world in one way or the other. No pressure.
And look, I've decided I'm going to help you out inside.
How are you going to do that?
I'll make your opportunity and then I'll back you up.
It's good to have friends in high places. She gestures around at the very high building that we're in constantly.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh.
That was me reacting, not Cass. Cass would never go, oh.
But internally.
Internally, oh yeah. Yeah.
The best views are from the top.
Cass kind of just for a moment loses the flirtatious edge. Do you think we can do this, Emily?
We have to.
Can't argue with that. Now, how about a bit of good luck?
Bone. Bone.
So, I want you to make an easy seduction check.
How easy?
Roll.
Ten. You have to beat 10.
Okay. Roll for bone.
And that is empathy again?
Seduction, yeah. What are you going to...
Intellectually.
It works for some people.
Not with Emily.
Okay, 11, but... It was easy.
Oh. Any harder? Yeah, okay. You wouldn't have made it. Luckily, she invited you, right?
Yeah.
You didn't totally embarrass. You didn't totally embarrass yourself. Yeah. Right. That would have been hilarious had you spoiled it somehow.
Let's not go there.
A few more drinks. Mm-hmm. Bit more talking about music and your favorite artists.
Yeah.
And at some point, it just turns into something else.
Yeah.
Very naturally. As always, it's a lot of fun.
Mm.
She offers you a little concoction of her own making that she says will make things even better.
Mm-hmm. I have to respectfully turn this one down, Amelie. I think it's good enough.
Don't know what you're missing. She air hypos herself and moans as it hits her veins.
And she kind of moves him beside her and takes it from there. Takes her whilst in the ecstasy.
Now, if you have young children, turn off the podcast now.
How much are we going to roll for here?
So the tongue, no, we're not.
Damn it,
your tongue cramps up. You made an ass out of yourself.
I'm not going to write an improv sex scene at this stage.
No. But they're both there for it. And there's also, I think, the air of something's big coming and it might not necessarily be
one of them.
Good. Sean, I'm trying to paint an emotional picture.
And I painted the other half.
Emotional, sensual picture.
Yes, but there's the feeling there that they've got to take what they can get while they can get it. No one is quite sure what the outcome will be of the heist. So there's just kind of that need behind the whole night.
What do you spend the evening of Tuesday?
Well, Junk had given Trigger until Tuesday evening for the ID card, so he does need to pick those up from the harbour.
Okay, sure. You can go and get those.
He's gonna hug the shadows as best he can while he's moving through, because he does have low light as well.
Nearby Trigger's shop, a young woman is being held by two thugs from the Metal Warriors. Again, seen a bit of those guys today.
They're in front of the
they have her shop? Yeah, so there's two guys from the Metal Warriors. They have her like up against the wall. One of them's got his arm like towering over her, like up against the wall, you know, forming a kind of enclosed space around her. She's obviously uncomfortable.
They haven't spotted Junk yet?
Nope.
So Junk's had... It's been an interesting couple of days where there's been a lot that's been outside of Junk's control, whether it's understanding what's going on above him through random chance. He obviously doesn't know anything about Bob at this point, but things are tightening closer around him.
What about Bob?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's fine.
Bob's just, he's a crazy guy.
I'm making a very sad face right now.
What's your reasoning here?
Basically, this is something he can control. So if they haven't seen him yet, he is going to, against his better judgment, he's going to sidle up behind one of them, put the gun to the back of his head, and pull the trigger.
Whoa! Okay, roll your stealth at least.
17.
Yeah, they flub their awareness, so you get up behind them and shoot the guy in the head. The woman screams and bolts, while the other one turns and...
Do I have enough time to wield my gun on him and blow the second one?
What's your initiative?
13.
The idiot flubs his initiative. He's shocked. He actually falls on his ass after the girl bolts and the first guy goes down. He's sat on the ground looking up at you and you have the gun pointed at him.
Looks like you did run into me again. Pull the trigger.
Bang. They aren't the same people from before.
Wow.
Well, that's all right.
They're just the same gang.
You just killed two randos.
Yep.
Two randos who were doing a bad thing.
That's true.
You presume?
Well, I mean...
They obviously do.
I'm just stating a fact without any kind of morality.
No.
You killed two randos.
Are there... What guns do they have on them? Or this
they
one, this one guy?
They don't
do they have
guns.
Anything on them?
So one of them has big knucks and the other one has wolvers. And one of them also has a mono knife as well. They really like physical combat. They're warriors.
Yep.
They're like boxing on.
I've got my coat, knife, knucks, head into trigger
shot.
Well,
the knucks are
they're augmented.
They're
right
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Well, then the knife's mine.
Cool. You get yourself a nice mono knife.
Sweet.
Well, it's not nice. It's an
nice.
Okay.
Gritty.
It's a dirty mono knife.
Dirty knife.
As you walk up the steps to Trigger's door, a trauma team AV lands in the street and the med tech gets out and starts checking the gangers. Looks like they've paid for some form of insurance. They don't see you. One of them sees you and he says, "Move off the street, sir. Make a perimeter."
I'm going to make myself look small as if I'm just a random passerby and nod and shuffle along as if I'm minding my own business.
Cool. Good on you. They get dragged into the AV, which takes off. I don't think they're going to get
much. Point blank shot to the head.
For both of them, yeah.
I mean, the bodies need to go somewhere, right?
Yes, that's right. They'll be sold to the body bank.
Mm.
I just need to get my experience points up.
Chompers and bits.
There's plenty of bits.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bits in Metal Warrior gangers.
Mm.
Cool, bit of revenge.
As it were, he was made a fool once and he doesn't like feeling that twice. So it's a bit of a boost to kind of bring up the adrenaline.
Well, they won't feel anything twice.
Good.
So, Trigger's in his shop. He is leaning back on his chair and he's watching a sports game.
I'm going to pop in, give a bit of a knock on the wall so Trigger knows that Junk's entered the room.
Come on in.
Please tell me you got some good news for me, Trig.
Oh, the little job? That was easy. Should be all good to go. It's just over on my workshop counter over there. I think I managed to spoof a valid encryption code, so it should be good for most of the WNS building.
Praise you, Trigger. He's going to give him a bit of a slap on the shoulder as I pass him and head over to the ID cards. And
now, if you don't mind my asking... What the hell are you planning?
Sure you want to know?
Oh, just a bit of professional curiosity. Breaking into the WNS building is not the wisest course of action.
You're a family man, aren't you, Trig?
That's right.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't have a choice.
Not sure how those two things are related, but you do you, Junk.
So good. Well, he doesn't need to fucking know.
He doesn't.
Sure.
He doesn't need to know.
Thank him. I'm assuming I paid him before that.
Yeah, you prepaid him. He's not going to do the job without pay.
Brilliant. I'm going to head off. And can I, while I'm heading out, just as a bit of a thing, can I roll, like, did I notice when I went to meet Lisa Parker, what was different about the WNS security guards? Like, if I could get, because basically my intention is I want to, the security guard uniforms that I've got, the general ones.
Mm.
I want to see if I can figure out a way to make them look a little bit better if I remembered what the WNS...
Did you actually go into the WNS building?
Well, there would have been... She was... I was looking at the WNS building at the time I was scoping it until she came out, so...
So, yeah, you were kind of scoping out the guards standing outside.
Yeah.
Well, roll your streetwise, I would say.
Not awareness? Or notice.
Okay, let's make it like a retroactive awareness check then.
So that's a 19.
Okay, so you get a good sense of like what the insignia looks like and what kind of gear that they use. The main thing that you're missing is like a branded hat and the shoulder patches and like a rig that they use, which like has all their gear and walkie-talkies and baton and gun, stuff like that, like holster, belt, rig thing. Those are the things that kind of make it WNS.
What does Trigger do?
He's a techie. He builds and tinkers with things and he forges stuff.
I'm going to... Junk's going to stop just before he leaves when he mentioned this and... Hey, Trigger, call it a long shot, but... And I'm going to describe these things for him. Do you know where I could find these or have a way of making them?
Well, you'll need a high-quality image of the WS and NS insignia, which shouldn't be too hard to find, but I don't do fabrics, embroidery. I know someone who could probably whip something like that up for you, but like I said, you need high-quality imagery to create it. Is it embroidery? Is it screen-printed?
Do I know that?
What'd you get?
19.
You know that it is high-quality machined embroidery.
Yeah. Can I have that person's number?
Sure. So he gives you the number for someone who does fabrics, alterations. They mainly work in kind of concealing armor under clothes and like flak jackets and cool stuff like that.
Yeah. Junk's going to follow that lead. He's not going to sleep. He needs to keep this going he's just going to have to burn the midnight oil and try and get this done.
Okay. So...
the heist is tomorrow night or tomorrow day even. Depending.
That's right.
Yes.
So you can send a message to that person.
Yeah. So it's going to send a message basically laying out the basics. I have a normal, like he has a normal generic two security guards outfits, needs to pass for WNS security.
The message returns when by?
By tomorrow. Money is not an issue.
It costs a lot of creds and the results won't be perfect, but I will do it for you.
Well, I'm going to have to... Well, no, I have to go to her to get them tomorrow. So if she gives me a place to meet or a time, or if it's her place...
Yeah.
I'll meet at hers tomorrow.
It's a workshop in the back room of a business.
Beautiful. That's going to be Junk's time closing. He'll have it all sorted. And then the last thing I'll do is just see if I can roll a quick street deal to get some gas masks.
Okay, yeah, that's an average difficulty. They're not too hard to find, yeah.
Going to need 4. 17.
Okay, that's not too hard. You find they're a pretty common item. They are pretty bulky ones. They're like sort of cribbed from like a hazmat team's gear. So they're like pretty bulky, old school. Rather than the hyper modern kind of rebreather filtration systems.
Yep.
They're the old school, like obscure some of your vision, have a big canister that screws into the front kind of style thing.
And then the last thing Junk is going to do tonight is to message Cassie, Crash and Bob and say... Meet at Byte Radio noon tomorrow because he's going to go over the heist.
During the evening,
yep.
A lull in the festivities of the evening,
yes.
You get a message from Nyx. It's a link, basically, and it's a link to some accounts that they've set up.
Yep.
They... look like they've been owned for a month or two. They have like 100 or so followers, nothing much, but it's sort of a presence. Looks like you've been making music for a while.
It's an up-and-comer, certainly.
They've used some of your old pictures and some of the new ones you sent and then have spoofed a load of like comments on there going back away to be like, oh, I love your look. It's so good. You should make a record deal.
I'd let Cherry Cola do X to X.
Yeah, they've even written some pretty nasty ones as well. Just to make it, make it feel authentic.
Yeah.
So they spent a bit of money, bought some likes, bought some followers. Yeah. Not many, but you got to make it organic. You got to grow it slowly. Otherwise, it shows too many red flags.
It will do for now. It will do for our purposes, essentially. So that's exciting.
Do you stay the night there? Do you leave before morning? What do you do?
I think it'll be probably Cassie's way to try and just slip off.
Yeah.
There's too much going on right now, and she may be getting a bit too attached for her own sake.
Yes.
For about what's about to come. So she's going to slip back to... All of her stuff is out by it now. And the priority at the moment is just finishing that so that she has a believable cover story she can mm-hmm. get in and then do any of her own little composition on the side if she wants to. Just kind of like get it all out.
So you're going to keep working tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's late and you're tired.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please tell.
good or bad?
It's never a good
You find a million eddies on the floor.
Damn it.
That's not correct.
Right.
So you're most of the way back to by radio.
Yeah.
In the dirtier parts of town.
Mm-hmm.
When two men and a woman in the long red coats of the Inquisition.
Fuck.
Clock you on the street.
Yeah.
Is your flesh metal? One yells at you.
Can you just give me a little bit of...
They hate cybernetics.
Yes.
They're a cult.
That's right.
They're a cult.
I couldn't remember if they were yay metal or nay metal.
No,
I knew that they were 100% either way.
They are 100% metal is bad.
Yes.
How would leaders Cass have any cybernetics on, or is it just all in her eyes? I can't remember.
So you have...
She has one eye that's colour changing, but she always wears glasses.
Yeah.
And she has her scratches.
She has scratches.
Which is,
she
doesn't have her hand is kind of artificial.
Yeah, she has a metal hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
With the scratches.
Yeah. Put your hands up. No, not me.
I think she wants to try and play this cool. Kind of like spit on the ground and go, I would never defile my body with that shit.
Preach, sister. Fast talk.
Fast talk.
Yeah, I mean, you can do a flat fast talk with that. You don't have to have it, but...
Fast talk's empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have pretty good base empathy, I would say.
Yeah.
You're not insulting them or anything like that, so...
Yeah.
You're basically just trying to fast talk your way out of the situation.
11.
So one of them goes, preach!
Mm-hmm.
And the other goes, not so fast. She conceals her hands behind her back. Show us your hands, woman.
How many of them are there?
Three.
Are any of them armed?
So one of them has nunchaku.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has a whip. And the other one has a gun, but it is put away at this point. It's on his hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to...
Is Cassie going to have to fire a gun?
Fuck! I want to, with my non-metal hand, get my gun out.
So, like, subtly, or...?
Yeah. And kind of try to imply to them, well, how do I know that you're pure? You could just be lying to me. You could be trying to get my flesh.
We are the Inquisitors. We are pure of spirit and of flesh. How dare you challenge us? We should lash you here in the street for your insolence.
I just want to kind of stick my ground and say, I am one of the...
Do you want to use your reputation as a...
I don't
or do
have
you
reputation.
Want to intimidate yeah. them or threaten them?
I have none of those skills.
Well, intimidate's a body skill. Cool. Threaten is a cool skill. Fast talk is an empathy skill.
Right.
So, whichever of those is better base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, I want to raise the gun with the one at the whip.
Yes.
Raise it like so it's at his head.
Mm-hmm.
And say, if you touch me, if you dare come near me, there won't even be enough meat of you left to put metal in.
That's definitely a threat.
Yes.
So give that a go for us.
Red or go.
That's a cool.
12.
So you, the one with the whip is intimidated,
mm-hmm.
but the others go, you are guilty. You protest too much. You should be whipped for your impurities. You must renounce the metal now. Put away your gun. We outnumber you. You stand no chance. Submit here in the street to your purification, to your punishment. We will let you go.
I have the gun here. If you guys were really pure, maybe you should fucking whip yourselves. She's not backing down.
They're not backing down. And the one with the gun is going to draw it from their holster.
Well, I'm aiming at the one with the whip,
That's
right?
That's right.
Okay, so I want to move to shoot the one with the gun.
Who is faster?
Oh.
You have been listening to Going Mainstream, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk 2020 and all associated properties are trademark of R. Telsorian Games. Used with permission.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.